Hello.
Hi, good evening. Is Craig available, please?
It's Craig speaking. Can I ask you a call?
Hi, Craig. Yeah, of course you can. My name's James. I'm calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress in regards to the abuse when you was in care. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that, yeah.
How are you, Craig? You okay? So, we've been trying to contact you. We're one of seven solicitors that have been authorised to contact clients that have requested contact from ourselves in regards to making a claim whilst being in the childcare services before 2004. Now, the average compensation claim at this moment in time, it returns around about £45,000. Now, our success rate is 100% at this moment in time. We've done around about 180 cases, which have all come back in regards to a claim on average of £45,000. Have you, obviously, in regards to child services, was you in childcare, is that correct?
Yeah, but as you mentioned there, I reckon it was after 2004.
Was it after 2004, was it?
I think it was, I think it was nearly 2008, I think.
Right, okay, give me just one moment. So he says that you was placed into foster placement at 14, is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay. We can still put a claim forward for the solicitors to chase up. If you've sustained any mental, physical or sexual abuse, you will have the right to claim, and the solicitors will claim it directly back from the Scottish Government. Now, the compensation payment, it's not there to cover up any scars. It's really just there to provide you with a brighter future, really. And just hopefully, so you can see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, if that makes sense. Okay. All we have to do is take a statement. It takes around about 5 minutes. We'll send you an email across. We've got an email address on system register as CraigHealy1993@livegood.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And then also we get a form of ID, place it onto your file and get it over packaged to the solicitors. Are you okay if we just go through the statement now?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So my name's James Ryan Thompson. I am your case handler from MMA Legal. You're going to receive all of our information, okay? You are going to receive all of our information in regards to the solicitors, and also you'll receive my details in regards to being your case handler, Craig, okay? So I'm just going to bring up a claim form now, and bear with me just one moment. If I do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating your case file, okay?
Yeah, not a problem.
Brilliant. So, Craig, I've got your name spelled on the register here as Craig, C-R-A-I-G, and Healer is H-E-A-L-E-Y. Is that correct?
It's just L-Y.
Oh, is it L-Y? Okay, no, yeah. I'll get that amended, Craig. Craig, just confirm your date of birth for me, please, bud.
It's 1506.
Yep.
93.
Got the same birthday, me and you. But mine's 88. I'm a tiny bit older. Bear with me a moment there, Craig. Email address we already have. Contact number, the best one we have is the one I'm ringing you on now, which ends in 661. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And just confirm your postcode for me, please, Craig.
It's Golf 21.
Yep.
3 Alpha Romeo.
3 Alpha Romeo. Bear with me just one moment. Is it Viewpoint Place in Glasgow?
Yes.
Yeah, which number?
2-1. It's a flat position, and the block is 42.
Yeah, bear me a moment. 2-1. I'm just going to locate that. Won't be a second. There we go. So as I mentioned to you, in regards to the cases, the success rate for Scottish redress at this moment within our law firm is at 100%. So every case that we do manage with, the evidence matches up with the sustainability of where they've been and how many care homes or foster parents they've been with. They'll check the records on that and then they'll place your case forward to receive obviously a compensation amount with yourself. Okay. Like I said, the average is £45,000. That is the average. Now, we've had a gentleman that received a payment around about 4 weeks ago for £98,000. So, as you can imagine, it can be a substantial amount of money. Okay. Yeah. Can I just ask yourself, Craig, have you had any other names in the past?
Yeah, I haven't, no.
No, you haven't. Okay. I'm going to go for a few questions now. We'll get a statement done, get an email out to you and get a form of ID, and that's everything completed. You don't need to go for anything else, okay? Can you just confirm the name of your local GP doctors, please?
Yeah, it is Fernbank Medical Practice.
Fernbank?
Medical Practice.
Yep, okay. So I've got the address here for Fernbank. It's 194 Fernbank Street in Glasgow, is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, brilliant. Bear with me a moment, bud. Thank you. Okay. Just confirm your age to me, please, Craig.
I am 32.
Yeah, and we need to ask this question, so don't be alarmed. Do you have any terminal illnesses?
Terminal illnesses, no.
No, that's fine. Okay. Now, we need to put on your report a beneficiary. So what that means, with the claims of compensation being at a substantial amount at this moment in time, as I mentioned, on average, it's £45,000 that's going to be returned in compensation for an abuse case within Scotland. We do need to put a beneficiary down on your statement report. So that means if anything was unfortunate to happen to you between the time of now and when you were to receive the money, if you couldn't receive the money, who would you like the payment to go to?
It would probably be my sister.
Your sister, okay. And what's your sister's name?
Lisa Healy.
Are you still in contact with Lisa?
Yes.
You do? Okay, brilliant. Is there a contact telephone number at all for Lisa to place onto your statement?
It will be 07.
Yep.
881.
Yep.
221.
Yep.
204.
Okay, I'll make you aware, Lisa will not be contacted in any way, shape or form. The only form of contact she'll have if anything was to happen to you, i.e. tragically, terminal illness or death in regards to receiving the compensation amount. Okay, so
yeah,
she's just placed on there as a beneficiary and a beneficiary only. All right. Now we need to put on here, Craig, parents' names. Do you know your parents' names and are they still with us to this day?
Yeah, my father's passed away, but my mother is still here.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with your mother, please. Can I take your mother's name?
Geraldine Healy.
Okay, and your mother's date of birth, please. Craig, do you know it?
It will be the 9th of the 1st, 63.
Yep. Okay, if you're not sure about that, don't worry about it. The solicitors will run it against the records to make sure it is correct, okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, your father has passed away, but we still need to put your name on there and date of birth. Do you know that?
Yes, Stephen Healy, PH.
Is it with a PH? Yep.
Yeah. And his date of birth is 22nd of the 4th, 1933.
Yep. Okay. Local authority that you was cared under, was it Glasgow Council, do you recall?
It was Glasgow Council Social Work, though the placement I was under was in East Ayrshire.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Right, so we will get to, in regards to the children's homes very shortly, how many you've been to, the period you was there, and then we'll get the statement sorted. Just a few more questions now, okay. Before, prior going into care, do you remember any childhood addresses, any family addresses or anything at all?
The one where I was removed from.
Go on. What was the address of that one, Craig?
That would be 153 Bernaray Street.
153, what was the rest of it, sorry?
Bernaray, B-E-R, N-E-R. A-Y.
I've got your R-A-Y, there you go. And I've got that's Golf 22 7 Alpha Tango.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that was in Glasgow. Okay. Next question, Craig. Do you have any siblings at all? Well, you do have siblings. I've obviously took your sister's details down. Do you have any other siblings at all?
A brother.
A brother as well. Let me just pop your sister's, what's your sister's date of birth, Lisa? Do you know that?
It's the same as me, my twin.
The same as you. All right, okay, that's fine. Okay, and you said you have a brother, yes? What's your brother's name?
Ryan. Ryan Healy.
Ryan Healy?
Yeah.
Do you know his date of birth by any chance?
2/5/91.
Okay, fine. Right, so what I'm going to now go into in regards to the age when you was placed within child services. Do you know your roughly the age you was placed within child services there, Craig?
Well, social works were involved roughly from, I'd say, very late, 13.
13 years of age.
Pretty much set from the age of 14.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to start by taking the first establishment that you recall you being involved with. So being involved in child services, what was the name of the first establishment you went to?
Well, initially it was different foster placements.
Right.
I was never actually put in like a residential unit to begin with. It was
okay.
Two or three different foster carers, and then it was between family, and then eventually we got set with an actual foster carer.
Okay. So you was never in any actual establishment. It was just always foster carers, is that correct?
I mean, pretty much.
Okay. So foster care is from around about 13 until you was when, sorry?
18.
Okay. Right, so I need to take some details in regards to the foster carers you was involved with. Do you remember any names or addresses of the foster carers?
Yeah, Margaret McGarvey, but she's now passed away.
She's now deceased. Okay, Margaret McGarvey. And when was you with Margaret? From what years do you recall?
That would probably be
roughly.
I would say maybe 2009.
Oh no, I mean like years of age. So was you like 13 to 15 there, or?
That was my actual foster carer. So it was of say 4 or 5 years from 14 till 18.
Okay, so that was your initial foster carer, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anybody else that was with Margaret? Did she have a partner or anything, or was it just initially Margaret?
Her son and daughter stayed, and there were also other foster kids there.
Okay, that's fine. So in regards to, I'm just going to move on to the statement side of things. So in regards to abuse, now I can understand with this statement it can be a little bit distressing. So if you do need to take a break or you feel uncomfortable, just make me aware. We do need to ask the question based on a form of abuse and receiving compensation. And the solicitors will place this forward to obviously the Scottish Government to confirm any records or anything with you being placed within the care system. In regards to abuse, what sort of abuse would you say you felt and still now do you relive it within your adulthood?
I was touched a few times in my sleep.
Okay. And was that via Margaret?
It was actually by another foster child.
Another foster child, okay.
He was there.
Okay. I must explain to you as well, Craig, this is fully confidential. What gets placed down on here now is between myself, yourself and the solicitor, so it doesn't get shared anywhere. It's fully confidential for a place of statement. Okay. Right. Okay. Foster child. And was that why you was in Margaret's care? Is that correct?
Yeah. She was unaware of it until the person left.
Okay, well, she was unaware until the other child left, okay. She was unaware until the other child left. Was she made aware of it when the other child left, though?
Yeah. I was basically threatened by the person.
Okay, can I ask, was it a male or female?
It was a male.
A male, okay, male child, okay. This may be a little bit discomfortable, but do you remember the male child's name at all? At all?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I try and forget.
Okay.
Chris. His name was Chris.
It was Chris, okay. And no surname, or was it just, you just remember that name, Chris, yeah?
Yeah, Christopher Chris.
Okay. That's fine, I'll place no surname on it. Go on, carry on for me, Craig. So, you had some abuse in regards to when you was living with Margaret with another child, okay, that was there. Any other form of abuse from any other children, i.e. was you bullied in any way, was you threatened in any way? Did they make you do anything that you just, under your circumstances, that you didn't want to do?
Well, just pretty much, once I woke up one time when it was happening, was all they hadn't caught, that's when the threats started. As, I was young, I was scared, so I wasn't to the threat. I took heed to the threats.
Okay. Just ask as well, has this had an effect on your adulthood? Do you suffer with anxiety or PTSD or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I would say.
Anxiety, a bit of PTSD, yeah, okay. Place that onto your statement because it will help you with a higher payment, okay. Like I said, it's nothing, the compensation's not there to heal scars, but to give you possibly a little bit of a brighter future, okay.
Yeah. From there, it was mainly, I would be touched, but then it evolved into me having to do the touching.
What, so would that be forced upon from that child that we're talking about in question? Would that be forced upon?
Yeah, I mean, by grabbing my hand and making me do it, but there was the net there.
Okay. Okay, let me place that in your report. Give me a moment.
And I was just too scared to say anything to anybody.
Basically, you'd be forced by the child in question to touch him inappropriately, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long did this go on for, can I ask, Craig?
I would say that was probably about 2 years. It's quite a blur, but it did happen for a while. Until the child eventually, he was acting up behaviour wise, and then he was just really removed for his aggressive behaviour and turning to alcohol and drugs. And that's when I was.
Would you ever witness anything else with any other children, or was it just yourself?
No, I shared a room with him. It was just that I'm always aware of.
Okay. I understand it's quite distressing. What I'm going to do, I'm going to leave that there. I've got quite enough. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or would you like to leave it there? Because I've got a lot there I can elaborate on. Was there any other forms of abuse, i.e. physically? You've obviously mentioned you've got physical abuse from that, and it's had a mental aspect side of it, and obviously you've had a bit of a sexual abuse added on there as well. Is there anything else you'd like me to add into your statement?
I mean, just a lot of the effect that it's maybe had to me as an adult. Severe suffering, and I don't believe my mind functions as a normal person. I just function normally.
Okay. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just placing everything that you're telling me down onto your report. Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Right, so I'm going to move forward now. There's quite a lot there, what we've gone through. Totally understand it must be a little bit distressing for you. So the point of the phone call is not to make it distressing. We do need to put it down on a statement for you. Okay, Craig. So what I'm going to now move on to, I will elaborate on that statement. We'll get it typed up and get it sent over to the solicitors as well in regards to, obviously, compensation-wise, like I did mention to you, average is around about £45,000. It can be a life-changing amount of money, that, to some people. Solicitors will be in contact with you to discuss exactly how much you will be awarded. From a case, I'm not a solicitor, but from a case along the lines of this that we've dealt with before, it genuinely is a high amount and will fall into the average bracket of £45,000, but solicitors will make you aware of that. Okay. What I'm going to say now, Craig, I'm going to get you an email over. Do you have access to your email inbox? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to get you an authorisation email sent over now while we're on the phone. It's a click sign document. So just click on it and it will provide a signature on there by itself. It'll have your name, but it'll never match up to your signature. It's only an authorisation email to state that you're happy with one of the legal team contacting you, your own personal solicitor. And then they will go for everything in regards to getting the compensation claim set up for you. Process from start to finish roughly around about 6 to 8 months, okay, to receiving, obviously, payment for yourself. As I did mention, it's never going to cover up any scars, but it can help you towards a brighter future, buddy, okay. You all right, just to check your inbox?
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say?
Well, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Of course, you can. Anything I can help you with, yeah.
How does the process
go on? So what will happen now? So I'm going to get your case packaged up now. It'll be over to the solicitors. They should be in contact with yourself within the next 10 days. They'll go through. Was there any reports made via your foster care at the time when the allegations you put forward, when he'd left the foster care home? Did you manage to tell your foster care at the time?
I did, yeah, but There wasn't anything done, really. It was
right. Okay.
Just kind of forgot about.
Even if they can't prove it, as long as they can confirm records-wise that you was located within that foster care facility, foster care parent, then they'll have significant evidence to place a claim forward. So that question, ideally, would be better answered from the solicitor when they do contact you, because they'll be able to divulge a lot more information and be able to give you the correct answers. But I'm pretty sure that's how they'll work it out for you, okay?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Brilliant. So Craig, if you go onto your emails now, you should have received an email from MMA Legal. It's an authorisation Scottish redress pack. Can you just confirm that you've received that for me, please, Craig?
Yep, got that there.
Brilliant. So it should say authorise and sign. Once you click on it, it should say accept and continue. And it should take you to a page where it says here, click here to sign. Let me know when you're at that stage, bud.
Proceed to document.
Yeah, that's the one. What I'm going to do while you're just doing that, I'm just going to contact administrations. They're going to get you a message out via the application WhatsApp. They do require a form of photo ID and proof of address just to confirm that you are who you are. Is that okay? Use the application WhatsApp, Craig.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. All the information's on there as well. So when you receive this message within the next 30 seconds via WhatsApp, all of our information's on there, and it provides you with the website with all the contact details. Because I'm your first point of contact in regard to your case handler, this is my direct contact number. You can contact me at any time. Once the case has been passed through to solicitors and they have contact, the main contact will directly be through you and your solicitor, okay?
No problem. Confirmed and continued.
Yep, no problem. Does it say that it's been signed? Does it say that you've now signed the document? but it's still on viewed. So I can see on my end there, you're still on the viewed section. So there should be a couple more pages where it requires for you to click sign the document.
Well, I get it.
And it should come. Yeah. You don't need to do the part where it says the solicitor. The solicitor will do that. Now, your solicitor that's been authorised to you is Mr. Matt Bell. So he will be in contact. Matt Bell from MMA Legal Solicitors. He'll be in contact with yourself in the next 10 days. There you go. I can see that's been completed. I've just received that RN. Okay. Now, if you just go onto your WhatsApp message, you should see a message from our administration's department.
Yep.
Yeah, brilliant. So it states on there, picture ID and proof of address, and that's it, case completed. I'm going to get that then fired over to the legal team right away. Proof of address can be, it does say driving license or passport. You can use a bus pass or any sort of university pass as long as it has your photo on there. And a letter, it can be literally any letter. Make sure there's no sensitive information upon the letter. We just need a proof of address.
No problem. I can show us that one. My proof of ID has an old address on it, is that?
So, no, because that's only for photographic evidence. So as long as you send the proof of address at your current address, then that's perfectly fine.
License, but I don't have a letter handy.
That's perfectly fine, that one, but it needs to be a full picture, not just the photo side of things. So can that just be a full photo of your provisional drive? Is that okay? It's just for the solicitors. They won't accept a half picture. Do you do online banking at all?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Is there no letters at all to your address that... address to yourself, like literally anything? It can be, we've even had people sending letters from Bingo, so we can use anything as proof of an address.
Give me a second. Would a universal credit page be suitable?
Yep, anything's perfect. Yeah, as long as it's got your address on it and there's no sensitive information on there, i.e. details or anything, that's perfectly fine. So yeah, that ID is perfectly fine, what you've just sent through. I can see that on our system. What I'm going to do, I'm going to delete the top one that you sent through. Okay, that's fine. It's just the letter that's penned in now.
The address is just in the top left.
That's perfectly fine, that, Craig. That's perfect. Okay, I can see you blurred out information. That's fine. So, solicitors now, we'll get that packaged up and fired over to the solicitors right away. Okay. What I do need to ask you just before you go, have you ever been convicted of any serious convictions over 5 years? Have you ever been to jail for over 5 years?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. What I do need to place on today is the reason for being placed into the care. A lot of people can answer this question where it was down to neglect or troubled as a child. What would your answer be?
It was physical abuse.
Okay, that's fine.
That was raised by an alcoholic, physical abuse.
Okay, I've placed that on there as well. Now, we do need to put, last but not least, a supporting contact statement. So, is there anybody that you know that you can trust that knows you within that was in the care system? Does your sister count out at all?
Yeah, she was in the care system with me, yeah.
Right, with you. Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. So now everything's completed there, Craig. Once again, I'm your case handler. My name is James Ryan Thompson. If you do have any questions throughout the whole process, do not hesitate to contact me back on this number. Your case is now going to be completed and submitted to the solicitors, and they'll be in contact with you in the next 10 days, and you'll have your personal solicitor that will go for everything with you in regards to the amount of compensation. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Brilliant, Craig. No problem at all. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your week, and do not hesitate to give me a call any more questions or if there's anything you need to add more, okay?
No worries. Thanks so much, James.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.